T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Penny Hardaway has already started the process of rebuilding his team for next season with departures like Kendrick Davis, who, by the way, thank him again for the time yesterday. I thought he was
terrific
fantastic.
Interview, Jason.
Appreciate that. It was more about Kendrick Davis and his willingness to just leave it all out there, and that's what he does. Obviously, DeAndre Williams also departing. You've had one declare that he's going to professional ranks in KO, and some guys that are now, like Alex Lomax, out of eligibility, so a lot to replace. Nick Jourdain, Temple transfer, has announced that he will be attending Memphis, transferring over again from Temple, where Brad and I were talking about this in the break. Aaron McKee was fired.
Oh, yes.
Remember, the former, much like Penny, the former NBA player who had gone back home was let go. That one actually got by me. It had been a few days when John had to wake me up.
They probably shouldn't have let him do that.
Well, this year he beat Villanova. Yeah. He beat Houston. And if he'd looked, if it looked pretty good or under Aaron McKee, it was certainly this year.
Yeah.
Yes, they didn't make the NCAA tournament, but things were looking up for them. And they had players like Khalif Battle, who Penny Hardaway is also after. But this Nick Jourdain kid, who did perform well in the game against Memphis, we mentioned it, 16-10 and the two-point loss for Memphis. Now, the overall numbers don't necessarily blow you off the map, but in terms of a big who can do a couple of different things for you, Nick Jourdain at 6'8", 205, looks like he's certainly capable. I've got some of his other averages up now.
Okay.
Shot 50% from the field, as you would expect from a big. Not much of a three-point shooter at 8 of 36, but we've seen, I mean, Penny Hardaway is going to be, in terms of having to fill that three-point shooter, you're going to be looking to do that with more of your perimeter guys. Nick Jourdain going to be more one of your interior guys. 68% from the free throw line. Again, 6.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, but has shown he can be a better rebounder than that. And again, did it to Penny Hardaway in that game against Memphis. And we know if you perform well against Penny Hardaway, at Kendrick Davis last year for SMU, a lot of times he likes you so much he's going to ask you to come on over the next year. And we mentioned, too, that maybe it can help you in your recruitment of Khalif Battle, who everybody in the country, including Memphis, is also after. Now, he's Temple's leading scorer at 18 points per game, did a little bit of everything from them, shot it at 35% for them, and having Nick Jourdain, perhaps it can help you. But as I mentioned to Brad in the break, maybe the other thing that can really help you is a fired Aaron McKee saying, Khalif Battle, go play for Penny, because he's running a good program over there. Yeah. Much like myself, former NBA guy that some have rooted against, say, hey, we can't do these types of jobs because we haven't come up the old school way where you got to be an assistant first. Maybe Aaron McKee can sort of be a recruiter in your pocket as well, because I tell you who ain't going to be a recruiter in your pocket is Ron Hunter, who in the case of Jalen Cook, one of his best players, Ron Hunter, although we've sort of crowned him as a guy we like and might look good somewhere else, didn't get the Georgia Tech job. He's still at Tulane, and so losing a guy potentially like Cook to Memphis, you'd feel a certain kind of way about. But in this Temple situation where you've already got one and you'd love to have Khalif Battle, maybe the head coach in that situation be more likely to help you in this case.
I'll take it a step further, because we've talked about Penny's staff, and I want to be careful here because I don't want to kick anybody off the staff. Obviously, some of his assistant coaches might have head coaching opportunities, for Penny.
Possibly.
What about Aaron McKee joining that staff if one of them openings comes up?
Man, for real, if it meant you could get Khalif Battle with that.
Because you get the kids that were playing for him, too. Now, again, I'm sure that may not happen. That may happen regardless, and it just happened.
Not knowing Khalif's situation in terms of what he wants from an NIL, what he can command, because, again, he's got most of the schools in the country all over him. So I say that to say probably going to matter more what you can offer from an NIL standpoint, the platform in terms of how many minutes am I getting, how many shots am I getting. That's probably going to matter more to him than McKee being on the staff. But to your point, if I had an opening and Frank Haith has gone or moved on, whether that's to a smaller head coaching job or moved on to be someone else's top assistant, Aaron McKee would be perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect replacement.
Perfect.
And especially if it was tied to getting another player in addition to Nick Jourdain.
You get a player.
So I don't mind the way you're thinking right there, BC. Yeah. But like we said, Frank Haight's going to have to find something first. But
yeah,
again,
Frank's good.
The idea that you come back with the same three assistants, you know, that's Penny's sort of kept that thing moving here from year to year. So while I would expect Gorman and Faraji probably both back, you know, Haight could very well be on. And Aaron McKee, to your point, I hadn't thought about that before you mentioned it, Brad, but Aaron McKee would be a nice little replacement there. There's no question about it. We mentioned, too, Nick Jourdain's now in the fold. We talked about Jalen Cook, who, listen, that's, you know, there are going to be many others after him. Jalen Cook's got some NBA hopes and options. Apparently he's going to test the waters before he decides on which school he might be transferring to. Keep in mind, you're talking about, yes, an all-AAC guy the last 2 years, second leading scorer behind Kendrick Davis, but also a 5'11 guard who, as of after this season, was not in the top 100 in terms of NBA prospects.
Right.
Okay? So that testing
He's
most likely going to be a college player. And again, at 5'11, it's like we talked about in the open, Brad, you can sell him the Kendrick Davis story all day long. Okay? And we really like him because we've said with Mikey Williams, even if you're looking at a Caleb Love or Battle, you still need that proven point guard in there, and Jalen Cook could be that, with whether Caleb Love's on a wing, whether it's Khalif Battle, along with Mikey Williams on sort of the other side. This would give you that sort of quintessential point guard. Let's not forget, too, that Memphis is having Quez Glover, a Samford point guard. I think had been at Florida before Samford. He's making a visit, too. He's one of those types as well, along with Jalen Cook. Glover will be coming on for a visit. There's another guy who is a big, or more of a combo forward, worth mentioning, too, since we're talking about how Penny's rebuilding this team with transfer portal stuff. Mustafa Amzel, I'd mentioned him earlier, 6'9 Dayton forward, is going to be visiting Memphis next week. 6'9 forward from Finland, averaged 9.3 points, 4.8 rebounds, shot 44% for the Flyers this season. Again, the fact that he's making a visit, Brad, is an indication of Memphis's interest when you're having these guys on for visits. And clearly, Jourdain visited. You see on his Instagram, he was at Memphis. I don't know that visit got reported, but clearly he did. When Memphis has guys come on for visits, an indication that they really clearly want them. They're not going to waste time on these visits, especially when you've got a limited amount. So Quez Glover coming in, you know, Jalen Cook now available. We'll see both those guys, point guards. And then in addition to Nick Jourdain, you've got Mustafa Amzel looking at making a visit next week. They've had Zoom meetings with him. Big, we mentioned, from Finland, 6'9 junior. And then don't forget, you're after, we mentioned him, the number one guy in the portal, Kel-El Ware, the 7-footer out of Oregon, who David Cobb and many others have got as the best transfer in the portal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.